What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to the channel. In today's video, we are doing my mock draft 2.0. I'm going to be doing two full rounds today, and the first mock draft, we only did one round. I'm going to add a round to this one. We're going to be doing a full two-round mock draft. But before we get into all that, first of all, happy Easter for all of those who are celebrating. Obviously, it's a big day for a lot of people, so if you are celebrating Easter, however you're doing that, I hope it's a fun and a safe day. And, of course, before we get into the content, please be sure to do everything you can to help grow the channel. Like, comment, subscribe. Do everything you can to help grow the channel. And if you want to check me out on other platforms, the link is going to be in the bio, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, obviously, my Discord, anything you want. Without further ado, let's get right into it with the Chicago Bears. I'm going to have them taking Caleb Williams. There's no other pick. There isn't. There isn't any argument for any other quarterback. It's going to be a quarterback. It's going to be Caleb Williams. There is no argument for anybody else. Then the Commanders, again, I don't think there's any argument. I think it's Drake May if Caleb Williams is off the board, which he will be. I think it's Drake May for the Commanders. They need to start over at quarterback, obviously. They took 1 year of Sam Howell starting to trade him away and have him off their team. They need a quarterback. Drake May is by far the best option. Also, Caleb Williams for a team that needs a quarterback. Then you have the Patriots. Now, the Patriots timeline is a little bit iffy because they aren't ready to compete. And if you're not ready to compete, Jaden Daniels doesn't make sense. Okay, J.J. McCarthy makes sense, but he isn't a guy that I view as worthy of the third overall pick. Michael Penix Jr. does not fit your timeline. But someone who does is Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr., obviously, the best receiver in the class, in my opinion. A lot of people have been saying Neighbors recently. I don't buy it. Marvin Harrison Jr., best receiver in the class, one of the best wide receiver prospects we've ever seen. And he comes into a situation where he is by far the number one target on the offense. He's going to get a lot of volume in his first year. He's going to get a lot of reps, a lot of experience. He's not going to have the best quarterback throwing him the ball. But if you think about it, this is exactly what the Patriots need, okay? If they want to take Marvin Harrison Jr., it probably won't be very good next year. They get a quarterback, then that quarterback coming into a situation where he gets to throw to Marvin Harrison Jr. and whatever other weapons they decide to add in between now and then. I think this is the right option. Get a franchise wide receiver, get a cornerstone of the offense. They're not ready to compete yet. They don't have the time to sit around and wait for Jaden Daniels to be ready or Michael Penix Jr. to be ready. I mean, those two don't really fit their timeline as much as a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. does. The Cardinals, fourth overall pick, or will they? Nah, they're going to trade this down, I think. I think that the Cardinals are looking to shop the pick. I think they're going to trade it. Unfortunately, I think they're going to trade it to the Minnesota Vikings. Tried to trade up and get Anthony Richardson as much as they could. Let's do this so it goes through. Actually, will they accept this? No. Okay, we have to do it the other way around, I think. They tried to trade up to get Anthony Richardson. We know they want their guy. And they clearly want a guy like Jaden Daniels with that style of play to help facilitate their offense. And honestly, I think it's a good move for them. I think that, spoiler, I guess I'm taking Jaden Daniels. And we'll just do this to make sure it goes through. But yeah. I think Jaden Daniels is the right pick for the Minnesota Vikings just because he does fit the timeline. He's ready to go, and they're ready to win, and that's what they need. They are, and he is, and so I think he's the good pick for them. The Chargers, I'm going to have them taking Malik Nabers at 5. Listen, they could trade down if the Cardinals don't, but the Cardinals did here. He is a legit deep threat. He is as close. He'd be wide receiver one. I think about this all the time. He would be wide receiver one in any other class pretty much. But this is just happens to be the one that Marvin Harrison Jr. is in. And that's kind of the downfall of Malik Nabers is the fact that he has to be in the same draft class as Marvin Harrison Jr. Because if he wasn't, he'd be wide receiver one in this class by a mile. If Marvin Harrison Jr. had gone out last year, stayed and gone out next year, Malik Nabers would by far be the number one receiver in this class. He is an elite separator. He has got great speed. He's a great deep threat. It's exactly what the Chargers need. They have no wide receivers it's him. And then you have the Giants. I'm going to have them getting Joe Alt. They need a tackle. I mean, Evan Neal isn't working out, but Joe Alt, I think, will work out. Franchise left tackle, I think he's already going to come in and be better than Evan Neal when he gets into the league, and easily going to win that job. And then you have the Titans. Did a lot of work to get the wide receiver room built up. They now have D-Hop and Calvin Ridley. Did a lot of work on defense, and so I think they're taking Olu at tackle. Olu Fashanu. Sorry, I can't pronounce his last name, but Olu is my tackle 1B in this class. He's right up there with Joe Alt. I can see these two going either way. I think they're pretty much interchangeable in my mind. But yeah, I'm going to have the Titans taking Olu, getting a piece for their offensive line. And then you have the Falcons, and I'm going to go with maybe a sleeper pick here, and that's Laiatu Latu. He is best edge in this class. He is so fun to watch. He is smart. He's technical. He is everything you want out of an edge rusher. The Falcons need help on the edge badly. No more Lorenzo Carter at edge. No more anything like that. It's a good addition to a defensive line that desperately needs him. And then the Bears, I'm going to give them Roma Dunze. And you can go either way. You can go edge here. But I think just this is just an insane wide receiver trio for Caleb Williams to come in and throw to. Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, and then, of course, Keenan Allen, who they traded for. Keenan Allen's the veteran presence. DJ Moore is technically a veteran, but he's also just as good as he's ever been. And then you have this new guy who gets to come in and learn from two of the better receivers in the NFL, two top 15, maybe even top 10 at their peaks, wide receivers in the NFL. And so I think that's a perfect situation for Roma Dunze. I think it's a perfect situation for Caleb Williams and the perfect way to get him some help. So give me Roma Dunze for them. At 10, I'm going to have the Jets going with a little bit of a sleeper pick. I'm going to go Brock Bowers. Okay, another offensive weapon. If there was no Malik Nabers and there's no Roma Dunze at 10, I think it's Brock Bowers if he is still there, because Brock Bowers is the next best offensive weapon you can get. He might even be better as a weapon than Dunze is. But I don't really think the Bears need him, and I'd get slandered pretty hard by a certain Bears fan if I were to take Bowers. But I think Bowers is awesome. I think he's the perfect addition to this offense. Riders is going to love him. One of the best tight end prospects we've ever seen. We said this about Kyle Pitts, but there's a difference between, you know, Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder throwing to you than Aaron Rodgers. So hopefully Brock Bowers kind of has more of an opportunity to succeed than Kyle Pitts has so far. And even Kyle Pitts this year should be fine. And then at 11, we see the Cardinals having traded back. They're looking for a wide receiver. They're looking for a defensive tackle. They're looking for a cornerback. They're looking for a guard, looking for an edge. And so in this case, I think I am going to have them taking Dallas Turner, edge out of Alabama. They need an edge rusher badly. They need help off the edge badly. They had an opportunity to get Will Anderson last year, but they didn't. And so I think that's kind of on them, but also they can kind of make up for it and get another really good Alabama edge in Dallas Turner. Then we have the Broncos. I'm going to have them taking J.J. McCarthy. I think this is as far as he falls. He is the perfect Broncos quarterback. He is at his core a pocket passer and also has sneaky athletic ups to him. Exactly what the Broncos are looking for. They got rid of Russ. Sean Payton's his guy, and that guy is J.J. McCarthy. And then we have the Vegas Raiders. They need a quarterback bad. And it's tough because you look at the rest of the quarterbacks on the board here. You look at Bo Nix. You look at Michael Penix Jr. You wonder, are they first-round guys? And the answer for me is at least not at 13. And so I am going to have them taking Tyleese Fuaga. They need a tackle bad. Tyleese Fuaga is one of the best in the class. This is a great unit to tackle. Speaking of tackles, Troy Fontenot, you are a New Orleans Saint. Those two guys, I think we'll go with these two picks in whatever order. I think neither of those two guys fall past these two teams. And the Colts, I'm going to have our first corner off the board with Terrion Arnold. I think he's the best corner in the class, and the Colts are in desperate need of one. Kenny Moore is good, but Isaiah Rodgers was suspended. Wasn't that good to begin with, so they need a guy. And then the Seahawks, I'm going to have them taking Jackson Powers-Johnson, their native a center. He is definitely a first-round talent. He's the best center in this class by far and really the only one worth taking in the first couple of rounds. So you got to get your guy, and they do in the first round with Jackson Powers-Johnson. And then at 17, I'm going to take Quinyon Mitchell for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is a great corner. He is somebody who shot up draft boards after the Senior Bowl and the Combine and everything and all of his testing. He's been fantastic, as you can see here, at 9.79 RAS, one of the more athletic corners in the class. I think he's going to be awesome. And then you have the Bengals, desperate need of a defensive tackle, and they're going to find one in Johnny Newton, best defensive tackle in the class. Didn't test for the RAS, but you can see here, he's 6'1", 304. He is exactly what you want, just a big run-stuffing, big defensive tackle. And then you've got the Rams in need of a cornerback and edge, and I'm going to give them Jared Verse, edge out of Florida State. I think he's a pretty underrated edge in this class. I don't like him as much as people do, so I'm part of the problem. But I still think he's definitely worth a top 20 pick. Then the Steelers need a tackle. Listen. Not that I'm calling Broderick Jones a bust yet, but I know that it didn't work out taking a Georgia tackle, or hasn't worked out quite yet, taking a Georgia tackle in the first round last year. Second time's the charm for them here. And then you have the Dolphins, and I'm taking Graham Barton. Graham Barton can play all five positions on the O-line. Very, very versatile. He started as a tackle. He's projecting as a guard in the draft because, kind of like Skowronski, his arms are kind of short, and a move inside is going to benefit him. But he can play anywhere on the offensive line, including the center, which, as you can see here for the Dolphins, well, you can't now, but as you could see for the Dolphins, is one of their needs. And so that is going to be a great pick for them, a versatile offensive line piece. Then you have the Eagles. I'm going to have them taking Cooper DeJean. They need a cornerback. They need a safety. Why not get both in Cooper DeJean? I think this is the perfect spot for him to land. Then we have the Cardinals, again, in need of a defensive tackle, in need of a cornerback, a wide receiver. They can go any variation of routes. I'm going to give them kind of an underrated pick. I'm going to give him A.D. Mitchell. They need a wide receiver. They lost Hollywood Brown. I think A.D. Mitchell is awesome, so I'm going to give them A.D. Mitchell. Then 24, the Cowboys, in need of a tackle. They're going to find one in J.C. Latham. The Packers, in need of a lot of things, a cornerback, a guard, a tackle, something on the offensive line. I'm going to give them – this is a tough one. So I'm a Packers fan. I want them to do right by my team. I want to do right by my team what I think we should do. I'm going to give us Nate Wiggins. That's the right move, in my opinion. And then, of course, you have the Bucs. They are in need of an edge. Give me Chop Robinson. Love me some Chop Robinson. I think he's fantastic. This is even a little bit too late for him. I sometimes forget he exists. Not the point. And then again, we have the Cardinals. I'm going to give them Byron Murphy Jr. Sorry, Byron Murphy II. They already had Byron Murphy Jr. and they fumbled that. I'm going to give them a big defensive tackle. And then the Bills, Keon Coleman. Say goodbye to Gabriel Davis. Say hello to Keon Coleman, Bills fans. And then the Lions. It's tough because the Lions are in need of a lot of things that don't necessarily fit what's left on the board that I would consider first-round talent. I do need a cornerback, though, so give me Kool-Aid McKinstry. And then you have a team that really does not need much of what's on the board right now. But I am going to give them Tyler Guyton because I like Tyler Guyton. I think he's awesome. And I think that he's around this range of picks from 37 to this pick here. They lost a couple of pieces on the offensive line. I think this is a good pick. Then another team that really needs to tackle, I'm going to give them Jordan Morgan to the Niners. This is a great year to need a tackle. Jordan Morgan is athletic. He's awesome. He came back off an ACL tear and looked fantastic. I think he's a first-round talent. And then Xavier Worthy is going to be a little mini Tyreek Hill replacement for the Chiefs. I actually think Xavier Worthy is awesome, and he is going to be in a good position to be a Chief. And then the Panthers, I'm going to have them taking a little sneaky pick and Ladd McConkey. A pretty underrated receiver in this class, kind of like a mini Cooper Kupp, and the Panthers are going to do wonders with him, and he's going to be a great guy to help Bryce Young develop. Then the Patriots in the second round, I'm going to have them taking Bo Nix. This is the place where they spend a pick on a quarterback, I think. I said earlier that I think they might wait a year, but the way the board has fallen, give me Bo Nix here. Because he's not as old. I think he's 24. I think Bo Nix is 24. Probably 20. high by draft time. He's 24. He'll be 25. No, he will not be 25 by the draft. He's 24. But yeah, give me Bo Nix, actually, for the Patriots. And the Cardinals, again, they're just racking up picks. They have not taken a receiver yet. So I'm going to give him Brian Thomas Jr. He's probably a first-round pick, but I just like the other guys a little bit better. And then you have the Commanders still need to attack. Give me Kingsley Suamataya out of BYU. Then you have the Chargers. They already got a wide receiver. Looking for a cornerback. I'm going to give him TJ Tampa out of Iowa State. And then you have the Titans. Still in need of a corner, need of a linebacker, and need of a wide receiver, need of a DT. I'm going to give him Tavondre Sweat. Then the Panthers, again, they are in need of quite a bit. They got Ladd McConkey, need an edge. And so for that reason, I'm giving him Darius Robinson, the edge out of Missouri. Then the Commanders, again, they've got a quarterback. They've got a tackle. I gave him Kingsley. Yep, got a quarterback. They got a tackle. You're looking at their other positions in need. I'm thinking here I'm going to go with Adisa Isaac out of Penn State. Some people don't really like him. I think I'm okay with him. And then I think the first linebacker goes off the board here with Peyton Wilson to the Packers. Peyton Wilson, I love this dude. He is so fun to watch. He's a 9.81 RAS score. He's 6'3", 233. You see all the strengths down there. He's explosive. He is a great tackler. He is a great coverage linebacker. I want him in Green Bay so badly. I'm manifesting it. Give it to me. And the Texans, defensive tackle, wide receiver, all of these things. Okay. I'm going to give him Troy Franklin. Then the Falcons, edge, cornerback, wide receiver, DT, safety. I'm going to give him Tyler Newman here. Tyler Newman, I think, probably should have gone a little bit earlier even. And then you have the Raiders. I'm going to have them taking – I don't think any of the guys are worth taking in the first, but I'm going to have them taking Michael Penix Jr. That dude can sling it. He's going to be fun to watch throwing to Devontae Adams, hopefully. And then the Saints, do they double up on the offensive line? I would like to think so. Then they go Christian Haynes. You know, they needed a tackle, especially because of the Ryan Ramczyk news that came out this past week, maybe a couple weeks ago. And so they got their guy, but they also need to get Christian Haynes here. And then you have – The Colts. I don't know why I said Cardinals. They are in need of a few different things. They need a cornerback. We got them a cornerback. They need a safety. We have not gotten them a safety. If you look at the safeties left, I'm going to go with Cam Kitchens. Kitchens is a guy who's kind of fallen off of draft boards. He scored a terrible RAS. A little short. I think he still has it, though. I think Cam Kitchens, I like what I've seen out of him on tape. He looks a lot better on tape athletically than he tested on the RAS scale. I'm more willing to believe the tape as opposed to what I'm seeing from the RAS score. So I'm gonna take Cam Kitchens. And the Giants, in need of obviously a lot of things. I'm going to give them – I'm thinking – we go cornerback here with Ennis Rakestraw Jr., guy who a lot of people have in the first round even. I think not the worst take in the world to have him in the first. The Jaguars, they got a center. They are really looking for Rook or Horo, something like that. They need a good defensive tackle, and he is that. The Bengals, who did I take for the Bengals? Got to make sure I know this. The Bengals I took. Johnny Newton, that's right, defensive tackle. So, I'm going to take Kamari Lassiter, another guy who can go in the first round, I think. And then you have the Eagles, Zach Frazier, Jason Kelce replacement. Obviously, won't be anything like Jason Kelce, but certainly need a guy to go and fill in that Jason Kelce-sized hole that they have. We have the Steelers, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker at Texas A&M. The Rams, I'm going to give them... they already took a edge, right? Got to remember who I picked for all these teams. Took Jared Verse, yeah. So they're looking for something outside of them. I'm going to take Chris Braswell, another Alabama edge, goes off the board. The Eagles, again, they are in desperate need of a linebacker, and so I am going to give them Cedric Gray out of North Carolina. And then the Browns' first pick of the draft, we'll give him Patrick Paul, the tackle out of Houston. We again have this Dolphins issue. It's a little bit tough, but I'm going to give them Leonard Taylor. They just lost Christian Wilkins. They need a guy to fill in, another guy who won't fill in quite the gap, but I think will still be good. For the Cowboys, I'm going to go with kind of an underrated pick, and I'm going to go with Trey Benson, because Trey Benson, I think, is somebody who could actually be a really good player and could be a good running back for them. You know, Cooper Beebe for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Packers again. I'm going to take Braylon Trice this time. I kind of like what I see out of him as an edge, and I kind of think that'd be a great pick. And then, of course, the Texans, to make sure I refresh myself on Houston. Troy Franklin at 42 is the only person that I've taken so far. How did I not have a first-round pick? They don't have a first-round pick. Oh, they changed it to the Vikings. That's right. But Troy Franklin was the guy that we took there. I'm going to give them Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State. Then the Bills. What to do with the Bills? They lost everybody on defense. Give me Max Melton. The Lions, I'm going to give Malachi Corley. The good old these guys. Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to give the Baltimore Ravens. It's tough. Because they do need a lot. I'm going to give them Jalen Polk, wide receiver to Washington. Then you have a team in need of a corner or a safety. Really, you can go either way. But I'm going to go with Kalen Carson out of Wake Forest. And then at 64 picks into this draft, the last one. Again, a team that needs a good bit. And you got to really prioritize. Because they got Xavier Worthy. So I think what I'm going to do, I mean, an offensive tackle is not gone in a while. There's a lot of good ones in this class. Okay, there's not really ones that I want to take right now, though. I'm going to look to cornerback and go with DJ James out of Auburn, a guy who some people really, really like. And so here are the full results of the mock draft. It was a long one. We got through it. If you guys like what you saw as we approach the draft, please be sure to like, comment, subscribe, anything you can, help grow the channel. Click the link in my bio to see all my other profiles and see all my other content. We will see you guys next time.